ringside with Mary King. Congratulations. Been around again. How did that one go?
Yes, a second time was a little bit better. King's Temptress naturally is a calmer horse than Imperial Cavalier, and yes, Imperial Cavalier was on fire yesterday. I felt like I was water skiing around the arena. I was just hanging on tight, but I was pleased. Although you know, it's by far his, from his test he can do for how sort of energetic he was, you know, how he actually managed to do all the movements. So I was, you know, a bit, you know, obviously disappointed that he didn't show his best, but King's Temptress went in and really tried her hardest, but that's very much her way of going.
What about the score that you received? Do you think that it's a harsh mark? A lot of riders are saying that they felt their horses went better.
Yes, well, when you hear like King's Temptress got a 45, it sounds a bad mark, but when you see it compared to the other horses and how they're marking, you know, some very good horses in that sort of area, it makes me think, no, well, it's just how, you know, they're set in their markings for this competition. So
big day tomorrow. I mean, you're no stranger to it, but nevertheless, it's not to be sniffed at, is it? Two goes around.
No, that's right. I've got Imperial Cavalier first, who is, you know, he's a good boy across country. You know, he's very experienced. I think the course is very jumpable, but there, you know, lots of little fiddly places to make mistakes. But I think it's a sort of course that, you know, it's all very jumpable and the ground's good. There's places to make up the time. So unless, you know, it turns out that there's, you know, one or two fences creating problems, I think it should ride very well. Hopefully not too well that it makes it a dressage competition.
It might be interesting for our listeners to know how you have to approach the two different horses. I mean, do you ride them completely differently or do you have a blanket approach? Kick on.
Well, fairly, I mean, blanket approach in a way, you know, these sort of bigger four-star courses, you've just got to be very positive, very smooth, try and, you know, prepare your horse quietly for each fence and give them the freedom to just get on and jump. But they are two very different horses. Imperial Cavalier will be quite strong early on and a bit sort of a bit keen to get on with it, whereas Tess will just be galloping along, you know, doing as she's told. So I have to remember with Tess, she does a little bit try to jump to the left over some of her fences. So through the combination type fences, I've got to be very aware that she might land a little bit left of where I'm planning to land and must ride my line on the approach to the fences accordingly.
Well, it's a big day. Good luck and well done today, Mary. Thanks for chatting.
Thank you.